Blog Talk Radio. this beat ain't normal.
Let me call you, you know the answer. I say make I call you some more. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so very soon I go up here for your demand. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no, why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come party. No one salute to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. I just see me so I know about you. I swear to God you can come out too. Oh, you can come out too. Something I've been watching. I might just drunk or something. I'm loving, 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 loving like a monkey. A junkie for your loving. I must be high or something. But now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh, no. Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come party. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God you could come back to me. Oh, you could come back to
me. I feel as if I did not belong. I can't take this curse so much. I can't take what's life anymore. What's trying for me? Playing with you. Baby, you're done. So maybe I'm through. Baby, you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me closer, will we still apart? Isn't easy with me. Think it just to loosen myself up from what I kinda shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I do this Tennessee?
And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God you could come back to. Oh, you could come back to.
Peace, 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 peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What is going on? Hello, world. How are we today? How are we today, man? Today is Help Tuesday. And today we will be going in about health. We designed this day for us to be able to talk about the health issues and different remedies, herbs that, you know, a lot of us don't know about. Kalon is not actually with us at the moment. He might join in a few, but I wanted to go ahead and get the show going, man. He's been doing a lot with the show, man, in my absence. And, man, I still have to play my part, man. And that's one thing about being good people, man. We don't leave the other person hanging. And so shout out to Kalon, man. Yeah, man, today is Health Tuesday. And if you guys are joining online and you would like to call in, please call in at 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. All right. Man, we got to go ahead and jump into this, man, because I have a little bit of commerce that I have to get started on. And also, it'll be, I'll be kind of taking care of a lot of little other businesses, plus our private chats that we have to knock out the way as well, man. We've been consistently trying to get more knowledge by reading daily. And I ain't going to lie to you guys, man. Sometimes it's a handful, especially having children. But, you know, hey, man, I got a great partner, man, who does a lot. And, hey, you guys want to join in with this read, man, feel free to email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And like I said, we will definitely add you guys to the chat, to the private chat, man. All right. So Kalam put in the chat. He put in the herb, and it is Irish, which is a noun. All right. And it is spelled I-R-I-S. And I hope I pronounced it that right. But, yeah, it's Irish. All right. And it says, we're going to go into the private chat with the etymology dictionary. And it says, Irish noun, late 14th century, as the name of a flowering plant, Irish Germanica, and early 15th century, in reference to the eye membrane, from Latin, Irish, plur iris, Irish of the eye, Irish plant, rainbow, from Greek, Irish, genitive, iridos, a rainbow, also Irish plant, and Irish of the eye, a word of uncertain origin, traditionally derived from pie root, we, to bend, turn, twist. Irish was the name of the minister and messenger of the Olympian gods, especially of Heru, visibly represented by the rainbow, which was regarded as the descent of a celestial messenger. From the oldest parts of the lad, the word is used of both the messenger and the rainbow. The eye region was so-called early 15th century in English for being the part that gives color to the eye. The Greek word was used of in many brightly colored circles, as that round the eyes of a peacock's tail. Liddell and Scott. Another sense in Middle English was prismatic rock crystal, related iodine, iodine. Okay, then we can go down to the bottom, as always, and it says Irish noun, plants with sword-shaped leaves and erect stalks bearing bright colored flowers composed of three plants and three drooping sepals. Synonyms: a flag, floridellis, sword lily, muscular diagram that controls the size of the pupil, which in turn controls the amount of light that enters the eye, and it forms the color portion of the eye. diagram consisting of thin overlapping plants that can be adjusted to change the diameter of a central opening. Synonyms: Irish diagram, diaphragm. All right. So that kind of sums up what Irish is. It's just a different kind of plant. It is also, it is as the name of a flowering plant. So it is the reference to the eye membrane, also to the eye. All right, we're going to go back to the private chat. And we're going to look up the next definition, the etymology, and it is iridium. All right. Iridium, which is a noun, is silver white metallic element, 1804, coined in modern Latin by its discoverer, English chemist Smithson Tennant, 1761 through 1815, from Greek Irish. The native iridos, rainbow, see Irish. Chemical ending on. So-called from the striking variety of colors which it gives while dissolving in marine acid, tannin. And scrolling down, you see, as the name of a flowering plant, iridium, a heavy, brittle, metallic element of the platinum group used in alloys occurring in natural alloys with platinum or aluminum. Synonyms: IR, atomic number. All right. Again, that is iridium, known as a silver-white metallic element. All right. We're going to go back to the private chat. The next word is iridology. But before I get into the next one, let's go down to the Wikipedia definition that he has in there of iridology. And we're going to click on that one. And it says, iridology, also known as iridologist or iridiologist, is an alternative medicine technique whose proponent claims that patterns, colors, and other characteristics of the iris can be examined to determine information about a patient's systematic health. Practitioners match their observations to iris charts, which divide the iris into zones that correspond to specific parts of the human body. Iridologists see the eyes as windows into the body's state of health. Interesting. I remember growing up, my mom used to always look into, not my mom, but my grandma. She used to always look into my eyes, and she said that if I was sick, she would know it by just looking into my eyes. And I never understood that. But ureologists, they and doctors, this is the reason why when you go into the doctor's office, one of the first things they normally do is look into your eyes with the light to actually look at your eyes because they can tell exactly what's taking place by just looking into the pupils of your eye. All right, and then it says, ureologists claims they can use the charts to distinguish between healthy systems and organs in the body and those that are overactive, inflamed, or distressed. Ureologists claim this information demonstrates a patient susceptibility towards certain illness, reflects past medical problems, or predicts later health problems, as opposed to evidence-based medicine. Erythology is not supported by quantity research studies, quality research studies, and is considered pseudoscience. The futures of the iris are one of the most stable futures on the human body throughout life. The ability of iris structures is the foundation of the biometric technology, which uses iris recognition for identification purposes. In 1979, Bernard Jensen, a leading American ideologist, and two other iridology proponents failed to establish the basis of their practice when they examined photographs of the eyes of 147 patients in an attempt to determine which one had kidney impairments. Of the patients, 48 had been diagnosed with kidney disease, and the rest had normal kidney function. Based on their analysis of the patients, Irish, the three ideologists could not detect which patient had kidney disease and which did not. Then we're going to see the methods. I want to go into the methods to kind of see exactly. And when you click on methods, you will see an eye. And below it, it says the iris is the greenish yellow area surrounding the transparent pupil, showing as black. The white outer area is the scalar, the central transparent part of which is the cornea. Ideologists generally use equipment such as a flashlight and magnifying glass, cameras, or split lamp mic to examine a patient's iris for tissue changes, as well as features such as specific pigment patterns and irregular stroma architecture. The markings and patterns are compared to an iris chart that correlates zones of the iris with parts of the body. Typical charts divide the iris into approximately 80 to 90 zones. For example, the zone corresponding to the kidney is in the lower part of the iris. Just before 6 o'clock, there are minor variations between charts associated between body parts and areas of the iris. According to ideologists, details in the iris reflect changes in the tissues of the corresponding body organs. one prominent practitioner, Bennett Jensen, described it thus: nerve fibers in the iris respond to change in body tissues by manifesting a reflex of physiology that corresponds to specific tissue change and location. This would mean that a bodily condition translates to a noticeable change in the appearance of the iris. But this has been disproven through many studies. See section on scientific research. For example, acute inflammatory, chronic inflammatory, and catarrhal signs may indicate involvement, maintenance, or healing of corresponding distant tissues. Other features that audiologists look for are contraction rings and clonazepam, which may indicate various other health conditions and interpreted in context. All right. Well, it's more that you can actually look into. You have the history, the criticism, the scientific research, and then you have possible harms and other references. But we'll let you guys do your more research if you wanted to find out more information about iriology. All right? We're going to get back into the chart and move forward. And we're going to go into the what is called the occult world, ideology. You know, anything about the occult, and I was learning more about the occult kind of growing up, and it was more like they used to want to tell me that the occult was based on, like, you know, people trying to get into certain things and they're making sacrifices. It's always, you know, best for people to look up their own information. You know, it was the same when I was a part of a church. My mom explained to me, if you want to know about the Bible and what it says, you read it yourself. Don't allow someone else to interpret something for you. All right, occult world, ideology. Ideology, also known as ideologists, is an alternative medicine practice that examines the patterns, colors, and other characteristics of the iris to know a patient's systemic health, derived from the Greek Irish. Alright, and it says the history. The practice of examining a person's eyes to help determine their health can be traced back from the ancient Greeks. The first description of the practice of audiology are found in Chromatica, a famous work published in 1665 and reprinted in 1670 and 1691 by Philip Mayen von Coburg. The first use of the word angiodiagnostic, eye diagnose, loosely translated as ideology, began with Asnet von Przeszedzki, a 19th century Hungarian physician. He got the idea of this diagnostic tool after seeing similar streaks in the eyes of a man who was treating for a broken leg, and the eyes of an owl whose leg von Przeszedzki had broken many years before. At the first International Ideological Congress of Ideology, Lignes von Presley's nephew, Dr. August von Presley, dismissed his myth as an apocryphal, and maintained that such claims were irreducible. German contribution in the Naturheilkunde field is due to a Mr. Pastor Folkley, who developed a form of homeopathy for treating specific illnesses and described new Irish signs. In the early 1900s, however, Pastor Folkley was subject to long and bitter litigation. The Pastor Folkley Institute in Hemsham, Germany, was established as a leading center of ideologic research and training. Ideology became popular in the United States in the 1950s when Bernard Jensen, an American chiropractor, giving classes in his own method. This is an indirect relationship with P. Johnson Tile, Edward Lyon became the American under the name of Eric Lane, and J. Henschel Krenzer insists on the body's exposure to toxins and the use of natural foods as detoxifiers. Few medical researchers managed to secure funding to study the possible non-visual functions of the eye. In a paper published in Medical Hypotheses, one such group tried to explain the observed patterns of iris transparency that distribute light into the aura serrata. The edge of the epic retina by postulating a so-called functional systemica. Based on the hypothesis, the researchers have developed the experimental transiridial light therapy method. And, however, no independent confirmation of the theory and method exists to date. Early attempts at computerized iris imagining for the purpose of iridologic diagnosis. And then it says the methods. Iridology generally use equipment such as a flashlight and magnifying glass, cameras, or split lamp microscopes to examine a patient's iris for tissue changes, as well as features such as specific pigment patterns and irregular stromal architecture. The markings and patterns are usually compared to an iris chart that correlates specific zones of the iris with specific parts of the body. Typical charts divide the iris into approximately 80 to 90 zones. For example, the zones corresponding to the kidneys is often in the lower part of the iris just before 6 o'clock. However, iridologists use a number of different maps that do not necessarily agree with one another. According to iridologists, details in the iris are supposed to reflect changes in the tissues of the corresponding body organs. For example, acute inflammatory, chronic inflammatory, and guttural signs are said to indicate involvement, maintenance, or healing of corresponding distant tissues, respectively. Other features that iridologists look for are contraction rings and composite zelene, which are said to indicate various other health conditions as interpreted in context. And then below it tells you different kind of books you can kind of go into to actually read that will kind of help pull that up. All right. Well, we have reached, we have went over the halfway mark, so we're going to take a short break and get back into the show and actually finish up, man, as we talk about the iris. And again, for those who are online, if you would like to jump in the chat, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
And if you give, I could take to you. Oh, check to you. I still take all to your case to you. You can never make me take to you. And if you leave, I could pay to you. Be not so dumb. You don't do your booty, now your body better. I no go live, I never. Never, never, never make a no regret. Every day, different palabra. The other day, when I jam, Natasha. Just say I give, the other day, banana. Wanna be me to a mo, na na na. One time for my baby, you. You know I can deal with you. Coming like on your town window. And if you keep, I could take to you. Oh, take to you. I still taste all to your case to you. You can look come make me take to you. And if you leave, I could pay to you. Because you be my order. I put something for your heart. You give me some another. You gon' be my baby, mama. Don't say when I do it for my thorn. I'm gonna catch you.
she pull on a DC on my tongue. Your body make me strong, I'm feeling a Jackie Chan. But if you use me, shine on the go pick your car. So make you no good, follow me at all, at all. Say my baby, you. You know Sunday or when you coming like on yet or when you. And if you give, I could take you. Oh, check you. I still the start to get you. Can you come back to me, take you. And if you leave, I could face you. Because you be my order. I put something for your heart. You give me some another. You gon' be my baby mama.
Alright, alright, man. Peace to the guys. Peace to the guys. We are back. We are back. We are back. Okay, if you are just joining us, we were talking about Irish and the Iriology chart. Okay? So, let's get back into the chat, man. Well, we weren't talking about the charts just yet, but in the chat, in the private chat, man, we do have a couple of charts that you can also go on if you go on to Health Tuesday for the Iriology charts, all right? Okay, and we're going to scroll down. We just read the Wikipedia definition, and now we're going to scroll down to the bottom where it says 10 conditions that Iriology can detect. And let's see what they have for us. Yeah, if you was joining with us last week, man, I was talking about that bluebird vein, and, man, I had to give me a cup of it, man, to get my health back intact, man. You want to keep yourself updated with all the different kind of herbs to kind of, you know, smooth out the body. They say the herbs are for the healing, and I definitely feel healing. I definitely feel it. All right, it says 10 conditions that Iriology can detect. Iriology is a method of uncovering potential health conditions by examining the colored area of the eye known as the iris. While it has practiced in various forms for hundreds of years, modern iriology takes advantage of both digital imaging and manual techniques to help determine a patient's overall health level. What is iriology? Iriology is the practice of studying the iris of the eye, such as the patterns and colors, to determine information about a patient's health as a whole. To make this observation, trained professionals called iriologists use iris charts. This divides the iris into zones that represent certain parts of the human body. Example of the iriology iris charts. Iriology was first popularized in 1881 by Dr. Ignaz von Pressly in his book, Discoveries, the Field of Natural Science and Medicine. where he published the first ideology chart. Subsequently, Dr. Bennett Jensen compiled one of the first modern charts in 1950. I'm going to have to go deep into that book. Matter of fact, man, let me copy and paste it while I'm on it, because it'll be one of the books that I actually go into. Forgive me, y'all, give me 1 second. All right. And then it says, the practice is more commonplace in Europe than in North America, but it's growing in an adoption. A study involving 800,000 patients discovered that ideology can be an effective form of diagnosis in as many as 85% of patients. What does an ideologist do? A trained ideologist can recognize and identify patterns in nerve bundles known as trabecular, which are pervasive in the iris. These nerves display information relayed by the oculomotor nerve from various organs and systems in the body to give an indication of their state of health. When examining a patient's eyes, an iridologist will generally look at iris color, thickness or darkness, placement of the shape of the trabecular fibers, rings, and other discolorations, shadings in the white parts of eyes. And again, it has a picture of your pupils, your eyes. It has a picture just of an eye. All right, with this information in hand, an iridologist will compare these findings against a chart indicating potential health concerns which have triggered changes in the iris. They will also take measurements over time to track changes indicating the progression or regression of an alignment. So which conditions can iridology be used to detect? Take a look at how the practice can be used to detect common alignments that may not otherwise present symptoms. What does iridology appointment look like? All right, it says 10 conditions that iridology can detect. Hypertension. The presence of a ring around the iris can be indicative of high blood pressure, evidenced by a slow metabolism. Hypertension can lead to a host of problems if not caught early, and an experienced ideologist help to identify it. Hypothyroidsis, an overactive thyroid can frequently be detected by eyes that appear to pudge slightly. Something that ideologists can chart to identify related issues. This condition can cause symptoms such as fatigue, anxiety, rapid heartbeat, weight loss, and trouble sleeping. Liver damage. A trained ideologist can identify liver damage from brown spots in the liver section of the iris. Oh, wow. This can sometimes present systematically as emotional issues such as depression, and if caught at an early stage of treatment, residents can in many cases prevent progression and future damage to this vital organ. Man, I was just thinking about this. I was to one of my partners, man, and I had noticed a brown stain that appeared in his eye. And, man, I remember having a problem like that in my eye not in my eye, but in my uncle's eye. And it was pertaining to his liver. And I had told my partner, man, hey, you know, you have a liver problem. And eventually he went and got checked out. But I noticed that it had appeared in his eye, you know. And we might see certain people and you look into their eyes and you can tell that, and you don't have to be an iridologist. But sometimes you can just tell what's actually taking place in a person's body just by looking inside their eyes. I see people who drink a lot, and if you pay attention to their eyes are slightly brown, as if they're not getting enough oxygen. They don't have a lot of water inside of their system, and you can really tell by just looking at a person's eyes. Okay, next is gallbladder issues. By examining the eye for signs of jaundice, a yellowing of the white of the eye, an ureologist can potentially detect gallbladder and bile duct issues, which can ultimately affect liver function. Information. As the iris is broken down into different sections corresponding to particular body zones, iridologists can identify certain indicators of inflammation of those specific areas. Inflammation can be a precursor to many serious disorders, so it's important that they are identified early. Okay, weakening immune system. When white markings are present in the iris, radiologists may interpret this as a weakened immune system. Immune boosting regimen can be recommended as a way of strengthening the system so that the patient is not susceptible to illness. Digestive issues. Problems with the digestive system, particularly the stomach and intestines, can represent themselves via discoloration around the pupil. The iridologist may be able to determine that there are underlying digestive causes to other seemingly unrelated health issues. Allergic sensitivity. Environmental and food allergies and sensitivities can often present themselves to the iridologist as blood vessels appearing in the white of the eye. By measuring this against other indicators in the iris, a trained iridologist can frequently determine the nature of the allergy or sensitivity and recommend remedial action. Lymphatic health. problems in the lymph system can usually be identified at certain gestures depending on their interaction with the lung and heart. As the system depends on lung function for the removal of toxins, this can in turn affect the respiratory system, and that's lymphatic health. I'm sorry, and that's LYMPHATIC. All right. High cholesterol. A white ring circling the iris can be indicative of both high cholesterol and arteriosclerosis. I'm sorry, and that is spelled arteriosclerosis. All right, which can be symptomatic of a poor diet. Urology is a non-invasive way of reading signals from the body to indicate where health concerns may lie. While it can necessarily diagnose diseases, it's extremely useful for understanding which areas of the body the health practitioner should pay attention to and which parts may be at risk for the development of certain ailments. Better Living is a Toronto-based health store that has helped people live healthier lives for 40 plus years. From herbal and dietary supplements to skin care. Okay. And it looks as if we've kind of covered everything when it comes to ideology. Let's just make sure. And we have another one down here. And it says, we kind of went over what is ideology. So it says, we went back into the private chat real quick to the very bottom. And it says, using ideology to improve your health. Ideology is the practice of examining the iris of the eye for markings and discoloration in order to determine possible health problems they might indicate. Different sectors of the iris correspond to different areas of the body. Different markings indicate possibly vulnerabilities in those areas. Ideology isn't used to diagnose specific disease or conditions. Rather, it's used to indicate potential problems in all areas body, including the heart, lung, spleen, spine, and kidneys. You can use ideology to improve your overall health. However, by taking special care of those organs and systems, your ideology reading deems vulnerable. Discovering potential health risks and problems using ideology. Ideology practitioners examine the iris to determine possible problems with the rest of the body. Ideology isn't used to diagnose any specific disease, but it can be used to discover possible vulnerabilities or weaknesses in all major organs of the body, including the heart, lungs, brains, and kidneys. We're going to scroll down because we basically just went over the rest of this information. And we're going to scroll down where it says, how does the information As the eyes is linked directly to the brain, nerves, and all tissues in your body, it is consistently receiving and storing vulnerable information that could provide insights into our current state of health. What type of health issues can the eye reveal? Some more specific things the eye can tell you is if you have an allergy to dairy, low metabolism, or are under high stress, it even holds information about your genetic predisposition for cancers, heart disease, and much more. Remember, iridology can't tell you if you have a weak thyroid or a growth on your thyroid, but if you are unaware of your tendencies, iridology can point you in the right direction by pinpointing certain areas of the body that are having trouble. Learning more about your body is very empowering and can be lots of fun too. How does iridology eye chart works? An iridology eye chart is set up into zones or sections that correlate with certain areas of the body. Look to an acupressure chart, which you might be more familiar with. Iridologists are trained to read patterns that come in the form of dark gaps, streaks, white spots, arcs, and rings in the iris. A dark gap might mean dying and scarred tissue on the part of the body its zone corresponds to. Iridology is a branch of alternative medicine that examines the iris for problems in different parts of the body. Changes are manifest as markings and discolorations on the iris, which could have indicated problems or weaknesses in how certain parts of the body are working. Iridology isn't used to diagnose specific diseases or conditions. Rather, it's used to let the patient know if certain areas of the body might not be working properly. It can indicate problems in all organs of the body, including the heart, lungs, liver, spleen, and brain. Iridology analysis can be successfully applied to dogs, cats, in fact, most living mammals. A wonderful non-invasive to help you understand how to ensure your pets achieve and maintain their health. All right, man. And that will be the topic for today, iridology and iris. I hope you guys, actually learned something from today, because I know I did. Again, it was a way that you are able to look into your eyes to tell whether or not you, your friend, your mother, your kin, whoever, if you see any type of discoloration in an individual's eye, you want to go back to this chart and look at it. Look at the chart and determine what kind of problem that person is having. Guarantee you this chart won't leave you wrong. I was reading earlier on Wikipedia, and it stated that, you know, it was like pseudoscience. And anybody that know about pseudoscience, it's almost as if it's not real. But I'm telling you guys that, you know, this information is very, very true, man. I used to be able to have my eye looked into this before, you know, my parents, you know, my mom decided to keep taking me to the hospital. But before then, my grandma was the person that looked over me. And she always made sure she had some form of herbs, and she checked my eyes to make sure that I was up to par. She would do exactly the same thing that a doctor today would do, okay? And so you can do the same thing to your children, to your significant other, whoever, and get you a light and kind of take a look inside that iris and see if you can determine whether or not this person has some form of illness. We can do this ourselves, each other. You're not a doctor. We're not teaching you guys how to be a doctor, but you know yourself just like you know the person that you are laying with, and you know your children. So this is enough information for us all to actually be able to study these type of things on their own. And again, if you would like to be a part of the private chat, please send us a message on fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will gladly add you to the chat. I appreciate all my listeners. And next show will be Friday for Financial Fridays. Please feel free to join us Friday as we give you guys some information about financing. It is very, very useful, very, very helpful information. All right, so we don't have anybody with their hands up at the moment, so we're going to close this show out, man, and I appreciate everybody for actually taking the time out to listen. Man, peace to the gods.
Medication, your medication makes me high. Just be patient, I'm like a patient trying to find levitation. Run your fingers down my spine, elevation. Your medication makes me high.
I'm feeling about a sativa. Where you been? Nice to meet you. Said it just all on the reach. Obsessed with your features. You got all different flavors. You got that loud beat speakers. Your best friend Keisha know how to knock on my diseases. Like that Louis 13, but she nothing like my ex though. She remind me of gelato. Got me drinking out the bottle. She got me swerving on this shawty. Her name was Indica. I tried to tell her I was sorry. She said that's the end of us. But I can never keep on rolling up. Medication keep me going up. Meditation, come on, breathe it up. No ventilation, keep the windows up. Oh.
Medication,
I just love it.
Your medication makes me high. Just be patient. I'm like a patient trying to find levitation. Run your fingers down my spine.
Such a long way down. And this is a bubble like where they are right down. The way you're something off it, off it way by pound. In a field of marijuana, that is my playground.
I love you, Mary Jane.
You're the prettiest of flowers, girl, me can't complain. When I'm with you, I feel so high, I rise above the rain. And you know the people damaged like that bitch cocaine. No, I leave them lonely, feeling only pain. Cause your DNA is of the highest strain. Your effect is so potent, it's so insane. Juice so gummy and sticky like a plaster stain. When you grind out your body, only stems remain. And to love you is so risky, I might get detained. You always keep me flying on the highest plane. And anybody know we'll always complain.
Medication,
I just love it.
Your medication makes me high. Can't be patient.
Now me,
I'm like a patient trying to find levitation.
Natural, natural, natural.
Run your fingers down my spine. Levitation.
Yeah.
Your medication makes me high.
You so fair, you so fair. The only only thing I think of when I need to unwind. See, I've been going crazy cause you've been on my mind. And some think it's wrong, but to me it's not a crime. You can take me places, just look at their faces. Plus you're so good that some don't know what your taste is. Dealing with you complex, nothing about you basic. You the real deal, I can never fake it. I fell in love with the indica. Ever since I was young, I've been into ya. Even when you're almost done, don't wanna finish ya. It don't matter where you at, I'ma pick you up. Yeah, I'ma pick you up. And we in for a good night. I'ma wrap you up real tight. And if things get dark, I get